You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
You think you were, or think you are?
Back in the days when I used to go to school.
Look, can you remember back that far? When you were a kid, gee, how you hated.
What?
The little place where we were educated.
Although I didn't know it, I was lucky then. We wish that we were back again. In the little red schoolhouse.
Me too.
With my book and sleigh.
Those were the happy days in the little red schoolhouse.
Oh, boy.
I was always there.
Yes, you were, always. Do you remember, pal, when you were a scholar in the days of yore?
Do I? How you stand right up there and holler? Two and two is three.
When we should have been learning.
Learning what?
About the golden rule.
We didn't want the golden rule. Our little hearts were yearning for the swimming pool.
That stone pool. When I was late, the teacher said, go bring your father right away.
You brought your dad, and after that he came us every day.
Oh, in the little red schoolhouse, in the little red schoolhouse, with our book and sleigh. In the little red schoolhouse, we were always late. We long to be back there where we were scholars in the days of yore. How we stand right up there and holler, two and two is three, when we should have been learning about the golden rule. Our little hearts were yearning for the swimming pool.
I was so bad and acted like a clown.
You got a good licking and you couldn't sit down.
Oh, dear, I want to be in the little red schoolhouse.
And the top of spelling lesson just begun. Johnny throws an ink ball just for fun. If the teacher's here with an awful spat, she turns around and says, who did that?
Pretty little Percy in the very front row lifts up his hand and says, teacher, I know.
Then little Johnny whispers to the teacher's pride, you just wait till I get you outside.
Johnny Cover stands up with his face to the wall. He says, I don't want her, and he fights the call.
If I stood up there, I'd take an awful chance. I got a great big pair in the seat of my trousers. Easy thing to hold the white your face and then
you say, oh, what's the use? It just gets dirty again.
Oh, dear, oh, in the little red schoolhouse.
With green cheddar.
burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and it's a fairly special Radiola, like they all are, I suppose. But this week I'm going to observe, or not observe, as the case may be, a significant personal milestone. The odometer has kicked over in a big way. So, no, I'm not 100 years old, but you're half right if you said that. But it's still pretty big for me, so I'm just amazed I got here. With everything working and actually working better than I have any right to expect. But it's my party, or I'm going to post this as 'Tis My Party, just so people don't think I'm pirating Leslie Gore songs, because I'm not. But it is my party. And so we're going to say 'Tis My Party. My party, 'tis of thee. We began, and there will be elements of autobiography in here. I have to approach that word with the proper momentum, or else I can't say it. There are elements of autobiography in here. There it is. So that's what happens. I bit my tongue last night, and probably about time I did, too. But we're going to get through this no matter what. Thomas and West. That was actually Erty Hare and Billy Jones in A Little Red Schoolhouse, 1922 on Regal. And those guys actually were recording as Bob Thomas and Billy West, because Ernie refers Ernie is referred to as Bob, so they knew that what they were doing. That was a conscious pseudonym on their part, but yes, indeed, and that was my education right there. It wasn't. Some of the teachers might have been red too, actually, in those days, but they were keeping quiet about it. The Milt Hirth Trio, toy trumpet. And I never had one of those. I've had, I made noise with other things, usually my mouth. 1938, that's the Milt Hirth Trio, and Willie the Lion is there on piano and O'Neill Spencer on drums. I'll play another one of those later. Happened to get a nice set of those, and that was a nice get, I'll tell you. Willard Robeson, with our perpetual and enduring theme, Wake Up Chillin', and I wish I had waken up years ago. I'm still struggling. I need another cup of coffee, but here we are. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm a lot older than I should be at this point. I'm not going to step off the planet yet, but it's getting closer. That coaster wagon's getting faster going down that hill. The Vanderbilt Orchestra, Harry Archer, and here's Irving Kaufman singing in on Vocalion in 1926, Sweet Thing, and, well, I am.
Other girls have not got sweet thing, you put the sweet in sweetness, you're just a sweet, sweet thing.
International Novelty Orchestra, Song of the Vagabonds, 1925. Nice vocal chorus in there, and to hell with Burgundy. And by the way, that isn't the only swearing I ever do. You should hear me around here sometimes. I think I've earned the right. I know lots of words. I know a lot of words that are in the dictionary, and quite a few that are not. Before that, depending on your dictionary, the new ones have all the words, of course, because they figure people are going to look them up. They hear them all the time. But those old Prissy dictionaries, which I prefer, because they tend to be more accurate in what I'm trying to say. Roger Wolf Conn and his orchestra, Henry Burr, lovely vocal, Cross Your Heart and Hope to Die, 1926 on that. Nice recording. Oh, I love it. Love that tune, by the way. Vanderbilt Orchestra, that's Harry Archer's band, Irving Kaufman, Sweet Thing, 1926. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm here. I'm a little bit frayed around the edges, but who isn't at this point? It just happens. And here's Johnny Marvin. Speaking of my educational opportunities over the years, I think we'll explore that now, but only slightly and in passing, not specifically. So, Johnny Marvin. 1925, and sometimes I feel like this guy too. Down by the Winnegar Wikes, it says on the label.
You read about rough men and places in books that you keep on the shelf. Well, say I'm so rough, at times I'm so tough, that I must be polite to myself. Me pals is a couple of bulldogs, with mustard I sweetens me tea. There's only two guys in this world who is tough, and both of them babies is me. I live over the Wyandot by the Winnegar Wikes. It's easy to find me, the sweet spot of shack. I live in the one that's right on the track. Every night we go dancing down at O'Reilly's or Boyk's. We chains all the children to fences and logs. We do it to keep them from biting the dog. Say, I live over the Wyandot, down by the Winnegar Wikes. The bloke what lives right on the corner keeps lions and tigers for pets. And then there's me part, why that guy is so hard that he chews all the nails that he gets. When you see two guys shooting cannons, you know that they couldn't agree. Now all of this sounds like they're tough babies, but them fellers is weaklings to me. 'Cause I live over the Wyandot, by the Winnegar Wake. The men all sing bass with a voice like a horn. We kill all the tenors as soon as they're born. All the goyles are the berries down at McGoigle's and Goyke. A sheik with a car took out Molly Malone. He wouldn't get fresh, so she made him walk home. I live over the Wyandot, down by the Winnegar Wake. Hey, hey.
Quick at arithmetic when I went to school. Adding and subtraction drove me to distraction. I never made the seventh grade. Still I'm not a fool, 'cause there's one little sum at which I'm not so dumb. At 6 feet of papa, 5 feet of mama, you get 11, but I get heaven, 'cause that 6 feet of papa belongs to me. Now if you think I'm lying, try multiplying 6 feet of blisses times 50 kisses. Every night we're rehearsing the answer you see. I've had sweeties 4 feet four, now I've got me 2 feet more. Does he thrill me through and through? Well, you can bet your boots he do. And 6 feet of papa, 5 feet of mama, you get 11, but I get heaven, 'cause that 6 feet of papa belongs to me.
Do you know the difference between a red onion and a white onion?
No, I don't, Bill.
Well, you don't know your onions.
Well, that's because I ain't never been to college.
How often have I told you? Yous hadn't ought to use the word, ain't. Yous is certainly dumb, yous is.
Is that so?
Now, we are just two country boys born out in the rough.
We may not be tough, but we sure know our stuff.
Folks all said our daddy should have sent us off to school.
We told Papa no.
There's nothing we don't know.
We sleep late every morning and stay out every evening.
But we ain't never been to college.
We have dandruff on our collar, and if you mention work, we'll holler.
And we ain't never been to college.
And when we wear our baggy pants upon the avenue,
we get as many women as the football heroes do.
And instead of helping with the hoe,
we say, Dad, we need more dough.
And we ain't never been to college. At reciting, I'm a hummer, Gunga Din and Jag the Plumber.
And you ain't never been to college.
At parties, I can frolic as if I had the colic.
And you ain't never been to college. You studied with a correspondent school by mail and say,
they held a graduation at the post office today. And I just carried home a nice big parcel post diploma.
And we ain't never been to college.
As a couple of London chappies would sing the same song. I remain in bed quite into each morrow, and retire at a very unearthly hour.
But do you remember ever having attended a university or an establishment of higher learning?
I rarely enjoy refreshing beverages and love to indulge in snappy repartee.
And again, I might ask, have you never taken advantage of all the uplifting culture?
Why, my best friend is the Prince of Wales.
Do you recall when you and he went to different schools together?
Yes, but the bally old fool, he had to get his name in the papers by toppling from his quadruped.
You're not much on manual labor, and you love to chew chewing gum.
Yes, but I have at no time been enrolled in any academic institution.
We love to loaf and ramble. We like to swear and gamble. And we ain't been to Pennsylvania. And we think there's nothing dearer than to stand before a mirror. And we ain't never been to college.
We know a lot of fellas who are serving time in jail.
And we got out of Columbia, Syracuse, and Yale.
And we are free from error. We'll never be a terror, 'cause we have never been to Princeton. Raw.
The Happiness Boys. There's Bill and Ernie again. Yes, they had to be. And recording under their own names, too, with Dave Kaplan on the piano. He Ain't Never Been to College. Now, that's autobiographical. 1928. I'm not going to send you my resume. You know, it'll be like a blank sheet of paper. You don't want to see that. Missing That Handshaw, 1926. 6 Feet of Papa. Great accompaniment. That is a nice copy of that on Perfect. And that's a gem. That is an absolute gem. Johnny Marvin, also a gem, down by the Winnegar Woiks, 1925. The other side is actually a little more, that's not really character. Johnny doesn't really sound like that guy, I'm afraid. You know, get a few in me, and I do, by the way. This is Radiola, and, you know, I'm old and I'm awfully tough. You know, so stick a fork in me when I'm done, because it may not be too long. And this is Radiola, and we still have a lot of time left, so we're not anywhere near done. The SS Leviathan Orchestra, I think that's Nelson Maple leading that in 1923 with Louisville. Thank you. The Statler Hotel Dance Orchestra. It says Buffalo, New York on the label, although there are other cameo issues that say Syracuse, New York, of different recordings, but that was You Flew Away from the Nest. I think that was popularized by Al Jolson, although those who are out there will correct me, because that's what they enjoy doing. 1924, but a great, great tune, great recording of that. And nobody seems to know who these guys are, although if anyone does, I'll probably hear from them this week, and I have a feeling I know who that is. So that hi, John. I'll hear from you on that one. But it's a great band. The Varsity Eight, it's Happy Watching All the Clouds Roll By, 1924. And that expresses my formative years, because that's what I was best at. I was best at not doing anything, and I majored in that, in fact. I majored in truancy. SS Leviathan Orchestra, 1923. And I was, I got a degree in that, too, by the way. Louisville. Yes. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm present. I'm not quitting this. This is one thing I'm gonna get my diploma in Radiola here. And if I get a degree, it'll probably be the third degree from the Justice Department. But we're going to continue now. Irving Kaufman, one of my all-time faves, and you hear him a few times on this show, of course. Right from being of Syracuse, he was right there, right down the road. 1916, early recording for Irving, actually, on Columbia. There's a little bit of bad in every good little girl, and it took me so long to find that out.
Nobody ever
never sings about the bad girls, because the bad girls are sad. And everybody sings about the good girls, because the good girls are glad. Till you've been around them once or twice, you can't tell the naughty from the nice. There's a little bit of bad in every good little girl. They're not to blame. Mother Eve was very, very good, but even she raised Cain. I know a preacher's daughter who never orders water. There's a little bit of bad in every good little girl. They're all the same. I had a dream, I went to see the devil. There was the devil to pay. He said, I'm awful busy on the level. I said, the devil, you say. Why are you so busy? Tell me why. He replied and winked his other eye. There's a little bit of bad in every good little girl. They're not to blame. Though they seem like angels in a dream, they're naughty just the same. They read the good book Sunday and snappy stories Monday. There's a little bit of bad in every good little girl. They're all the same. Little bit of bad in every good little girl. They're all the same.
If it rains or snows, I always keep on going, regardless of whatever comes or goes. And if it's hot or cold, I don't become dissatisfied. I got a certain amount of personal affairs, and they keep me well occupied. Because I'm minding my business, I'm busy all the day long. I said I'm minding my business, and I'm going along. I know it's none of your business, no how, whatever I do. Somehow it's none of my business what happens to you. For instance, Rockefeller never tried to build a fort, and you know Roxy's doing pretty fine. Henry never dabbled around in Standard Oil, cause oil's outside of Henry's line. I declare they're minding their business. Somehow they seldom go wrong. That's why I'm minding my business, and I'm going along. Two sweethearts, Johnny and Josie, right now they're covered with grins. They'll soon be Mr. and Mrs. Then the battle begins. You see, John wants to first to be a bouncing boy, then the sun will shine. Josie has a little bit to say too, and she naturally prefers the other kind. Oh, 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 that lovey dove business. Bring twins and triplets along, but not for me. Cause I'm just minding my business, and I'm going along. Now here's a coincidence. Just supposing that my neighbor, Mrs. Jones, dines with Mr. Smith. Say, I should worry who her husband, Mr. Jones, incidentally, happens to be with. Who can tell? Well, maybe it's business, monkey business, but maybe I'm wrong. But I just mind my own business and I go right
along. Makes me feel this way, but I do. I'm so glad you came along, for it seems when things go wrong, you're the one to tell my troubles to. I'm just all out of sorts, for all sorts of reasons, and I want somebody to cheer me up, up, up. When I feel this way, I change like the season. If I had somebody to cheer me up, up, up. You're the kind hard to find. You don't mind when I frown, but you smile all the while. You never turn me down. When I'm all out of sorts, for all sorts of reasons, and I want somebody to cheer me up, up, up.
Cliff Edwards, another hot recording accompaniment. I think that's probably Red Nichols in there, but that's a, boy, what a record that is. And that is not a call for anybody to actually try to do this, by the way, because there's always somebody trying to do that, and that's somewhat annoying, actually. Anyone who tries to cheer me up is likely to get a lot of verbal abuse. And I'm just saying that, not my wife, because I let her do it. But people want to, think they know what's going to make me happy. And I can, if you sent me some store stock Victors, I probably would like that. So that's a hint. yes, okays and vocalions as well. They're always beautiful and always go with anything you're wearing. I want somebody to cheer me up. 1925. Gus Van before that, minding my business, because that's what I like doing, really, and I like other people to mind theirs. 1923, nobody knows what I'm thinking, and I like it that way, see, that's perfect. Irving Kaufman, there's a little bit of bad in every good little girl, and that's a nice, there's your sermon for today. 1916, this is Radiola. And occasionally I offer my lay sermons here, that's exactly what they are. This is Radiola, indeed, and sometimes it's a religious experience and sometimes it's not. It all depends on how you're feeling, of course. One of our great friends is Dan Levinson, and I just felt like playing this. His Roof Garden Jazz Band, John Eric Kelso, Kevin Dorn, David Sager, other people around there that we like. And this is Tell Me, So Tell Me. This is from 1998.